And we talk about the organ, but the organ is many sets of pipes and many colors of sound. And although in large part you're hearing it in massed choruses in this occasion, I thought while we're waiting for the instrumentalists to reassemble themselves that we might call upon the various instruments in the organ. There are four basic families of sound. They are the diapason, the strings, the flutes, and the reeds. The diapason pipes are the ones such as you see in front of you. They are tall cylindrical things, and they make a proud sound. Now that's the German diapason. Here's a somewhat more opulent one from the resonance division. Big for a big concert hall. Now the strings are sort of hybrid principles. They're open pipes as well, but they're not cylindrical. They taper somewhat, and they have a little pinched sound, not to be derogatory about them. They don't imitate a violin or a cello necessarily, but they get in that direction. Here's a gamba. We'll hear from the strings again elsewhere. Now, the flutes come in various varieties, and if you saw them in there, some have little hats on them, some have little hats with chimneys, some have open tops and actually look like somewhat overweight diapasons. The stopped flute has a character such as this. We've heard that before somewhere. The open flute and the harmonic flute, which is a strange construction because there's a little pinhole in the back of the pipe which makes it overblow to its upper harmonic, and it gives it a very breathy quality and maybe comes closest to sounding like a natural traverse flute in the orchestra. Of course, we're going to leave it there with an unresolved cadence and move to the French, German, and other reed stops. There are trumpets that don't look like trumpets that you would see here because they don't curl around or have valves, but they do flare out and they create a brazen sound. The French trumpet is the brassiest of the batch. That's a whole choir of them. The German trumpet is a little more rotund. Maybe he's had too much bratwurst and sauerkraut. Now, there are smaller reeds, too, imitative of Renaissance instruments. The krumhorn, for instance, it's a very musical duck. There's also a reed stop that they call the vox humana. Now, I think this is because in its best examples, especially with the tremulant on, it sounds like one of those grand old contralto soloists that we've all heard in church. Very mysterious and ethereal in its proper context. There are reeds in the pedal division as well. Here's the German posaune. And although posaune means trombone, that was more tuba-like. There's also a French equivalent of that called the bombard, and it really does. You're excused, Paul. Though you see mostly very large pipes in the case front, there are many, many very small ones, and as the pitches get higher and higher, the pipes get tinier and tinier. The instrument has probably the most extreme variety of register that you will find. There is no other instrument that can go as high or as low. You might say, that's fine, a piccolo can do that, but a piccolo can't do this. Thought that was great, but we've saved the best for last. Actually, what you just experienced there is what you people of Dallas have paid a great deal of money for, but definitely it is worthwhile. Extremes of register, now also extremes of dynamic. The organ, despite its size and despite its overwhelming power when everything is playing, can be very delicate and soft. These are some undulating string registers in the swell box, which Paul will close with a foot control. That sort of effect can create decided mystery. The swell box also can be used probably for protection. There are some very high pressure trumpet stops in a box way up at the top of the organ. And if you close that box and bring them on, they seem pretty humane. But if you get them all brought together and add the 32-foot pedal contrabombard to them, well, this is why the organ is called the king of instruments. Paul Rideau, thank you so much.